Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. I tell you what, who needs Saturday Night Live anymore when we've got, like, C-SPAN? Oh, I'm telling you. And I was talking to a guy at work, and he kind of agrees with me. He goes, yeah, since I'm a man, and I'm married to a woman, and he's got a wife, you know, we're going to be like the minority soon because of all this stuff that's going on. There is a 29-year-old female Christian teacher who is accused of having intimate relationships with her student, one of her students, and was found out by her husband. And now she's looking at no longer being married. She's been fired, and she's looking at jail time. What is this world coming to? I love Rob Lowe. Posted some pictures of him cooking dinner for some of the people fighting the wildfires out in California. It's just awesome. And a 2018 Christmas wish from Patrick Buescher for all the vets out there and things he wants to see. Also, there is a deputy in Pinellas County that says an attorney was caught with his pants down while planning to record himself having sex with an inmate as part of a video project he called Girls in Jail. Will this crap end? Like I say, me and my wife are going to be like the, I don't know, like a minority kind of thing. Like, wow. The train derailment yesterday in Washington State, now investigators are saying that it was going 80 miles an hour in a 30-mile area. It was this maiden voyage. Yeah, I don't think they christened that train properly or whatever you have to do for the trains. I know what you do for boats, but also, LeBron James made a statement with his black and white shoes. Yeah, okay. LeBron James, in your message of equality, where were you when Obama was president? Where were you? Where were these people? Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, whatever the heck his name is. He wants to buy the Carolina Panthers and hire Kaepernick. And I hope if that does happen, they get Mike Dick as the coach. That's what, I guarantee you, if he gets that job, that's done. NFL is already done, but it's only going to make things worse. Also, I want to get into some Premier League action and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you're a part of, folks. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed for this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, the Jew first and also the Gentile. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. What a day. Oh, yeah. We had the most, what you call him, the most, like, gentle cat until he has to go to the vet. And then you get, like, well, until he has to go to the vet, and then he gets violent and but I think it was because when he goes to the vet, they have to put him out to trim his nails, so they just go ahead and do everything all at once and shots and all that while he's knocked out. And in the process of doing all this, you know, you have to get food and keep it away after like 10 o'clock and all this stuff. So I think he was wanting food last night because he kept us up all night long. Like, where's my food? when your wife wakes up to being, when you wake up to your wife getting totally like clawed, I mean, big time bleeding, and I'm like, okay, there goes me sleeping. But yeah, but I mean, you have to get it done. He has to go, you know. So like, when I had to cancel the show early one time because I had to take my wife to the hospital, and I'm the same way. I don't like going to hospitals. I don't want to be there because I know they're going to be like, oh, yeah, this is just, I'm just going to give you the warning, folks. If they tell you it's just going to sting or it's going to be a little burn, bull crap. It's going to be like, okay, I feel like my arm flesh is burning. I just feel like that, what is it, the mad TV skit with John Madden here for the quick pop popcorn popper. My arm flesh is burning. Put some butter on it. I can't put butter on it. I can't open this packet. These all burn. Because whenever they always say, oh, it's just going to feel a little pinch. I'm like, A little pinch to me means like, okay, there it goes. I feel like my arm got chopped off. But hey. Oh, love it, I tell you. This is just sad, but a former Christian school teacher, 29, arrested days after being caught in bed with teen boy by husband. Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice? Come home to see your wife, and there she is in bed with another teen, with a student. Yeah. You know, if you want to be with that teen kid, just tell your husband, hey, no thanks. You know, if my wife doesn't want to be with me anymore, just tell me. I mean, not that she does, but I'm just saying. Andreas Nicole Barber was booked Friday on charges of, get this, they include sodomy, rape, contributing to the sexual delinquency of a minor. It's, I don't know. I mean, if I didn't want to be with my wife, I wouldn't do what I do for her. I wouldn't make her meatloaf. I wouldn't do laundry. I wouldn't buy her flowers all the time. You know, if I didn't want to be with her, I'd say, hey, honey, sorry, you ain't working out. You know, I married her for who she was, and I love her for who she is. I don't want her to be 10 foot tall. I mean, unless she's going to start playing for the WNBA and making us some money, then okay, then by all means, get a, who is that, like, get like a Wilt Chamberlain of plasty. But, you know, I don't get it. I don't understand. But that Partridge Family bus left, and I didn't get on. Now, this is what I'm talking about right here. This is even worse. This is hilarious. All I can think of is, if you ever saw, what is that? Oh. What is that show? Undeclared. And he's sitting there and he goes, what is it? The Girls Gone Wild, unadulterated box, DVD, VHS box set, super gold edition. It's arrived. And then one guy has a mouthful of popcorn. He says, it came. It was like a one season show, just like Freaks and Geeks. And I love those two shows. But deputies in Pinellas County say an attorney was caught with his pants down. He was, I guess, trying to do like a video, like Girls Gone Wild kind of thing, but girls in jail, and videotape him getting it on and got busted. I mean, like, you're really going to be able to get away with banging an inmate in jail and trying to film it and not get caught, really? Is that guy that stupid? Yes, he is. Yes, he is, folks. Well, he's as stupid as these people that think that everything is going great in this country because it's what Obama did. Yep, we have record high stock markets thanks to that wonderful Affordable Care Act. Yeah, the Affordable Care Act did create a lot of jobs in the medical field, having to call people, please don't make an appointment to try to find out what's going on with the health care. We have no idea. They didn't read it. It's been passed, so they're going to have to find out what's in it. That was literally like a message that was on, because they had so many people where I go to see my doctor. They're like, they had so many people just wanting an appointment to find out what's going on with healthcare and not for actual real medical issues. I mean, some people try to make jailhouse hooch, other people take and liquefy meth and put it on cards. This Florida attorney was jailed trying to make porn with an inmate. Yeah. Well, the good thing about it is he can represent himself. I'm not guilty. Oh, jeez. I don't understand. I mean, you can't make these stories up. But I give him an A for effort. At least he tried, you know. At least he. But I mean, what kind of moral is that teaching our kids? Now I'm hoping he's a single attorney. It didn't say if he's married or anything, so I'm assuming he's single or doesn't have any kids. So I'm assuming it's not like, because it doesn't talk about anything about having to explain to his wife what he did, you know. So I'm just going through this. It might be article and seeing if it talks to it. Because from what I've read, it doesn't say anything about his, from Fox 13 in Clearwater, it doesn't say anything about, like, the attorney being married or anything, so. It's just crazy. I mean, I thought doing the show like this, I thought I've heard it all. But that's what's kind of interesting about this, because you never know what's going to come up. You never know what stories are going to hit, what's going to happen. You know, it's like, it's just interesting, you know. As many of you know, Southern California has been bombarded by wildfires. And guess what? Rob Lowe cooks dinner for firefighters battling wildfires. And he just didn't, like, call up some company and have some buddy cater. And he made a huge meal and appreciation and had firefighters to his house. It's just amazing that, you know, I wish more people would step up and do something like that and help out. You know? Or as liberals would call that photo, Rob Lowe showboating with firefighters while the fire gets out of control. To have the liberals describe that photo. I mean, to me, to see them, that just gets me right here. To see someone taking, Rob Lowe doesn't have to give his home up and say, here you go, come in. No, he's got burgers and spaghetti and pasta and rolls, all kinds of stuff. That's where's Hollywood? Why aren't the other celebrities doing stuff like that? Why aren't other celebrities giving back?
I guess the fire is getting close to somehow.
I love it to see something like that go on and see some good things coming out of a bad situation, you know. Like Mandisa's new song said, we all bleed the same color. It's more beautiful when we all come together, you know. We're all one human being. It don't matter what you are. We all should have an equal chance. And do what you want to do, you know. My wife works. See, me and my wife both kind of do in the healthcare field. I do the front end. She does the back end. In terms of, she takes care of them from the point of alarm going off in the studio, but a point of, you know, she takes care of one aspect of, you know, feeding the people and doing laundry and stuff, where I'm kind of in the, well, I guess I am in the back end, because I'm doing more of the, like, the cooking in the back and stuff, and she's more interacting with the guests than I do, so. You want to say something, honey?
Cook, clean.
Just a second.
I do it all for them.
But do what you love. I mean, you know, I mean, if I had to sit there, I remember I was talking to some nurses one time, and they're like, oh, yeah, they're people that they have to, like, put, like, they take fecal matter and put it back up inside, and I'm like, for some disease. And I'm like, I'm glad I don't have to do that stuff. I kind of feel like Metal Gear. I'm in the rear with the gear. Two bugs, too many bugs, and too wet. And... yeah, see? Yeah. Yeah, I'm not into all that stuff, you know. I do the other half, you know. But, I mean, if someone, I've helped put people up and do different things. So, you know, I mean, but do what you love, you know. And it's nice to see someone like Rob Lowe going above and beyond and doing stuff. And I wish more people would do that. Good old P. Diddy Combs. I don't know if he's... I gotta get into this, because... P. Diddy Combs wants to buy the Carolina Panthers, because I guess their owner is accused of, like, sexual allegations and all this stuff, so he wants to take and buy the Carolina Panthers, and his first thing he's gonna do is hire Colin Kaepernick to possibly be the starting quarterback. Doesn't mean he's going to be the starting quarterback, because the coach would have the ultimate say. And if Mike Ditka was the coach, okay, you hire him. I won't. He won't. Let me tell you, I'll chop his head off. He hates him. And even people in San Francisco were like, didn't agree with him. Okay, here you are making millions of dollars in the NFL, claiming oppression in this country, wearing a shirt by a guy that oppresses people. How can you say you're against oppression when you're wearing a shirt that supports an evil, brutal dictator? Cuba is sort of like North Korea. If you leave, it's because you escape. One of my neighbors was one of like two people to survive a boat trip from Cuba. I know a lot about Cubans. Dang hell of a cook. I will tell you that. But P. Diddy Combs, I'm just laughing. He's going to hire Colin Kaepernick.
If he got the Panthers, he probably have all black people on.
Yeah.
Coaching him.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But the Panthers, I've read a couple of sites where they talk about this, and no one wants it. If it's between P. Diddy Combs owning them or a guy that's accused of sexual relation things, bad things, I'll take that guy. Take him any day. Because that's why P. Diddy Combs might be trying to buy the team, because the owner is accused. Just like that NBA owner that in the privacy of his bedroom, he said things that his wife recorded. Like Carlos Mencia says, we all think in race. I guarantee you, I don't care who you are, you're not going to walk down a back alley in Chicago or New York and see a black guy and go, oh, that guy's a stockbroker, he's a great guy. No, you're thinking a thug, probably he's got a gun, he's probably going to try to kill me, he's selling drugs, doing something illegal, whatever. Everyone's going to think that. No one's going to sit there and go, oh, yeah, this guy walking down the alley late night, yeah. Oh, that's an NBA player, yeah. Yeah, he's just walking the streets at night. No, we all think, I'm telling you, if I'm walking in an alley in Chicago in the middle of the night, I'm not going to think, hey, nice guy coming to visit me. I'm thinking like, okay, what do I got to defend myself? Because I might get attacked. It's just human nature. The human nature of things. Now, I guess I always talk about how the Partridge Family bus left and I didn't get on. Explain to me how an Amtrak train on its maiden voyage is going 80 miles an hour in an area that was a 30-mile-an-hour zone. What was the conductor on? What were the drivers of the train on? What were the pilots running that thing? What were they doing? Yeah, if they got distracted, hopefully it was like even, I mean, because it doesn't sound like they were distracted for a long time. It sounds like they...
Yeah.